Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to GN10, where we break down the latest gymnastics news in 10 minutes or less. So let's hop right into it. All right, there's been a ton of news this week. We're going to touch on three big topics, and the first of those is the recent announcement of the 2023 Winter Cup, as well as the Nastia Liukin Cup and Elite Team Cup, heading to Louisville, Kentucky. Now, we had kind of heard rumblings that the Winter Cup weekend would be heading to Louisville during Worlds, but that was confirmed this week, and the event will be held at Freedom Hall, which is located inside the Kentucky Expo Event Center, something of that sort. The Kentucky Exposition Center, that's correct. So USA Gymnastics announced Tuesday that the weekend, which, like I said, includes Winter Cup, which features men's, women's, and juniors competitions, along with the Nastia Liukin Cup and Elite Team Cup, which is for the junior men, and that'll be held February 24th to 26th in Louisville. So the event breakdown, which we have written in a story on our site, the weekend schedule is going to look like this, while the details of the weekend have yet to be, like, confirmed as far as, like, times, broadcasting, etc. We can assume that, based off of previous years, that the Nastia Liukin Cup will be featured on NBC or one of their platforms, as well as the senior women, and then probably one of the senior men's days. And then the rest of the competitions will probably be streamed on USA Gymnastics' relatively new streaming platform, Flip Now, which is a paid platform for those who do not know. So the schedule will go like this. Friday, February 24th, will feature the first day of men's senior men's competition in the afternoon. That is going to be the all-around final. And then the Nastia Liukin Cup in the evening. It's the 14th edition of this event. And, of course, there are qualifiers that start at the beginning of January and will lead right into the cup. And that's how the Level 10 women's gymnasts qualify for the event. Saturday will feature the senior women's competition in the afternoon, followed by the Elite Team Cup in the evening. And that is a regional showdown between junior men's athletes. And we'll also crown the all-around winner for that for the weekend for the junior men. And then junior women's competition will be on Sunday afternoon, followed by junior and senior men in a joint session in the evening that will crown apparatus winners. Last year, Connor McClain, the eventual U.S. all-around champion, won the senior women's event, with Oklahoma's Vitaly Guimaraes winning the senior men's event, and then Ella Kate Parker and David Chama won the women's and men's junior divisions, respectively. We will probably see, I expect to see, hopefully Ella Kate Parker, who I'm pretty sure broke both of her arms. Hopefully we'll see her back in action in February. She might not be fully recovered from that injury. And then David Chama, who recently moved to Evo Gymnastics and committed to Stanford, he should also be in attendance. And as far as we know, he, I believe, is going to stay junior this upcoming... No, he's going to be competing in the senior division, I believe, for Winter Cup, is what he told us at Nationals. So he will not be defending his title. There will be a new junior champion, but that'll be something to look forward to. Vitaly, we have not seen him in action since he had to pull out of some of the end-of-season events. And then Connor, of course, had to, after winning the U.S. All-Around Championship, she had to pull out of World Team Selection Camp due to an injury. So we will be looking forward to hopefully seeing them return. And then a big deal about this Winter Cup specifically is actually we will be focusing a little bit more on the juniors, because the second edition of the Junior World Artistic Gymnastics Championships will be taking place March 29th to April 2nd, so about a month after this event in Turkey. And so this is going to be a big competition for the junior men and women as far as determining who will represent the U.S. in Turkey. So very exciting news. We're looking forward to getting all our travel sorted out for Louisville, and the Gymnastics Now team will, of course, be on site in Louisville with coverage, photography, video of podium training, etc. So we're looking forward to that. Moving on to the preseason coaches poll for women's NCAA, the WCGA released the preseason poll on Friday of last week. And this poll is voted on by members of the Women's Collegiate Gymnastics Association. Topping the poll was Oklahoma, with besting Florida for the top spot by only 3 points. So Oklahoma received 22 first place votes, while Florida received 21 in second. And then Utah was third, Michigan was fourth, and Auburn rounded out the top five after an exceptional season last year that saw them make it to the Final Four with their star, Suni Lee. And then, of course, you've got a ton of SEC teams. I believe all 8 SEC teams are in the poll, which features the top 36 teams. The only teams that received first place votes were, of course, Oklahoma, Florida, and then Utah received 2 first place votes, and Michigan received 4. After that, no other teams received first place votes, although Auburn, LSU, Alabama, these are like 5, 6, 7, Cal, Missouri, and UCLA rounded out the top 10 with over 1,200 points each, pushing to the 1,500 point mark. So this is definitely not unexpected. Oklahoma is definitely the powerhouse team. And then, of course, you have Florida, Utah, Michigan, Auburn. These are all Michigan, Florida, and Oklahoma have basically dominated the national titles. Michigan, Oklahoma, UCLA. Florida hasn't won recently, but certainly has been in contention. Utah has always been up there. Auburn really is not necessarily the surprise, but to see them up at number 5 shows that there's a lot of confidence that the team is returning talent, of course, returning Suni Lee. But, of course, this will be, there's kind of a make or break kind of atmosphere around the Auburn team for this season. Not to say that the Auburn program isn't up and coming and will continue to be up and coming after Suni departs from the program, but as she announced in November, this is going to be Suni's last season. It's only her second season, her sophomore season, but it's going to be her last season with the program as she steps away from NCAA and focuses on elite and trying to make her second Olympic team so she can defend her Olympic all-around title in Paris. So the full poll can be found online. We have not posted it on our site yet, but we will make sure to do so this week. It's exciting. There's only about, I want to say, less, there's definitely less than a month until the season kicks off right after the new year, but very exciting. And then last but not least, we just want to touch on some big moves in the men's realm, which is, of course, we mentioned earlier that David Sciama had moved to Evo Gymnastics in Florida. Sam McCulloch started coaching there this past year, and I believe he is now the head coach there. But we got a lot, or we found out some big news this week, which is the USOPC OPTC coach, Syke Caesar, who previously also coached at Stanford, has moved to Florida. He is joining the program as a coach. And then Shane Wiskus, who is training under Syke at the USOPTC, is also moving to Evo and will be training there from now on. Of course, the USOPTC has a program, but also it was pretty dilapidated. It's not particularly the right word, but it's been beaten down a bit. Just guys have been opting to train elsewhere at, you know, Cyprus, Evo, Yule is training at 5280. So the guys are kind of spread out across the country, and they have fewer and fewer athletes that are training there. I haven't seen anything from Eddie Pinev and Alex Diab, who have also been training at the USOPTC as of late, but seeing the program basically, like, I might be missing one or two, but I think they're basically the last guys standing at the program. And with Syke leaving, Shane leaving, it begs the question if they will also leave. David, actually, when we had a conversation at championships, he told me that this big move was basically coming. So the kind of migration of a lot of these men's athletes to Evo, they're trying to build something big down there in Florida. Obviously, having a one of the men's programs, the US men's program's biggest names, biggest, I guess, legends, and Sam, and then these stars all kind of gathering there. It definitely seems like they are trying to build like the next WOGA, World Champion Center, that kind of program that is just cranking out talent. So it'll definitely be a program to watch, and we will keep you updated on those athletes and if there are any further moves to Evo or other gyms. But that concludes this week's GN10. Again, we touched on WCGA preseason rankings, Winter Cup going to Louisville, and the Evo invasion, or whatever you want to call it. But a lot of exciting things happening this week. And yeah, so we will be back here next week for the next edition of GN10. Talk to you then.